Quiet Mind, Day 59, The Ego Wants You, Fame, Love, and Attention, How the Ego Hijacks Everything to Feel Real. You know that person who casually drops, "Oh, I was just texting so-and-so, the celebrity," or "My buddy, the CEO, says," that's ego in full costume. Name-dropping is a classic ego trick. If I associate with someone important, then I must be important too. It's all about using someone else's status to inflate your own sense of self. But here's the kicker. Most people aren't even aware they're doing it. They don't actually care about the person they're mentioning. They care about the image of being connected to that person. Fame is a special kind of ego playground. When someone becomes famous, who they are gets buried under a collective fantasy. Everyone they meet sees them as a walking story, a projection of who they think that person is. Some celebrities buy into it and begin to see themselves through that distorted mirror, becoming completely disconnected from their real selves. It's no wonder so many end up isolated, addicted, or deeply unhappy, surrounded by people who only want a piece of the image. Einstein didn't fall for that trap. Despite being one of the most famous people in history, he knew the public's perception of him was just a myth. He called it a grotesque contradiction between their image and his actual abilities. He stayed humble, rooted, unchained by fame. The truth is, genuine relationships can't exist where ego dominates. Real connection requires presence, a quiet, alert awareness that isn't trying to get anything from the other person. But the ego doesn't want presence. It wants attention. It's always angling for someone, something, admiration, validation, power, even pity. And when it doesn't get what it wants, it flips into frustration, blame, or cold indifference. Many people are just playing roles. They don't even know it. They act a certain way to get what their ego craves: attention, affection, a sense of control. And the ego will take attention in any form. If it can't get praise, it'll settle for criticism. If it can't be loved, it'll be feared. Kids do this instinctively, misbehaving just to get noticed. Adults are more subtle, but it's often the same game. Even the shy person, afraid of being seen, isn't ego-free. They're simply caught in a tug-of-war between the craving for attention and the fear of judgment. Behind "I'm not good enough" often lurks a deep wish to be better than everyone. It's all ego. Whether it sounds proud or pitiful, confidence can mask insecurity, and low self-esteem can hide a desire for superiority. It's a shapeshifter. Then there's the victim role, one of the ego's favorite disguises. It milks sympathy, attention, and significance from suffering. "Look at what happened to me. Can you believe how unfair this is?" The story becomes part of their identity. And if no one listens, the ego tells the story to itself over and over. It doesn't want healing. It wants to be someone who is wounded, because to let go of the story would mean letting go of me. Romantic relationships are where ego really goes wild. At first, it's all role-playing. "I'll be who you want if you'll be who I want." There's a rush of need and attention, a high that feels like love, but it's actually addiction. "I want you" becomes "I love you," but it really means "I want you to make me feel whole." And once the masks drop, usually after moving in together, what's left is not the true self, but raw ego, disappointment, and blame. True love is rare because true presence is rare. Wanting is not loving. Wanting is ego trying to fill its void. Spanish even nails the confusion. "Te quiero" means both "I want you" and "I love you." And the more honest ego, free, "te amo," almost never used. So what can you do? Start noticing the ego. That moment of glee before you drop a name, that defensive spike when someone questions you, that craving for attention or fear of being invisible. Just observe. You don't have to fix it. The moment you see the ego, you're already free of it, because awareness isn't ego, it's who you really are.